Good evening, and welcome to Quick News Briefing. I'm Arjiv. On this day in history, March 29, in 1886, Coca-Cola was first advertised as a delicious and refreshing beverage, a product that would go on to become a global consumer giant. Today, we're covering stories from BBC News, NDTV, CNBC, The New York Times, NPR, Hacker News, and more, bringing you the latest in world events, technology, business, and politics. Joining me, as always, is our senior reporter, Arohi.
Good evening, Arjiv.
Arohi, we begin with deeply concerning news from the Middle East, where three Lebanese journalists have been killed in an Israeli strike. Can you provide us with the details?
Yes, tragically, three journalists, including Ali Shuaib from the Hezbollah-affiliated Al-Manar TV, were killed in southern Lebanon. The Israeli military has confirmed it targeted Shuaib. This incident has sparked widespread condemnation, with hundreds gathering in Beirut for their funerals, mourning what has been described as a targeted attack. It underscores the immense risks journalists face in conflict zones.
Shifting our focus to India, we have reports of an arrest related to hoax bomb threats in Delhi. What can you tell us?
Delhi police have arrested a man from Mysuru for allegedly sending hoax bomb threats. The accused is now being transported to Delhi for further questioning and investigation into his motives and methods.
And also from India, a somber report on the victims of the 2013 Bastar Maoist massacre.
Indeed. A decade later, the victims and their families of the 2013 Jharamgada Maoist massacre in Bastar are still struggling, reporting no compensation or substantial help. Ramba Devi, whose son died in the attack, vividly described her ongoing trauma, saying, "I don't sleep at night," highlighting the enduring pain and lack of support for those affected by the tragedy.
On the international front, there's significant diplomatic movement regarding potential U.S.-Iran talks, with Pakistan offering to host.
That's right. Pakistan has expressed its readiness to host U.S.-Iran talks in the coming days, amidst escalating regional tensions and reports of the Trump administration weighing options for deploying ground troops. Foreign ministers from Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt have all convened in Islamabad to discuss the evolving situation in the Middle East, signaling a concerted regional effort to address the crisis.
And how is the wider geopolitical situation impacting daily life, for example, in Australia?
The ripple effects of the Iran war are being felt globally. In Australia, two states, Victoria and Tasmania, are now offering free public transport. This move is a direct response to soaring fuel prices caused by the conflict, aiming to incentivize commuters to use public transit and mitigate the economic impact on residents.
Now to some lighter, yet still politically charged news from New York. A skit involving Mayor Zoran Mamdani and Curtis Sliva has ruffled some feathers.
It certainly has. Mayor Zoran Mamdani and his former Republican opponent, Curtis Sliva, performed a skit on cat adoption for the Inner Circle, an annual press corps roast. While intended as humor, it led to some New York Republicans expressing their displeasure, highlighting the sometimes sensitive nature of political satire.
And speaking of Mayor Mamdani, he was also the focus of a rally with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yes, Senator Bernie Sanders lent his support to Mayor Mamdani's initiative to raise taxes on millionaires, speaking at a rally at Lehman College in the Bronx. Interestingly, the mayor himself was not present at the event, but the message for Kathy Hochul to tax the rich was clear.
Moving to national economic policy, specifically on manufacturing, there's a push for children's bikes to be made in the USA, coupled with calls for tariffs.
That's an interesting one. An Indiana company is advocating for nearly all children's bicycles sold in the United States to be manufactured domestically. They're actively seeking support from the Trump administration for tariffs against foreign rivals, aiming to level the playing field and boost local production in a market currently dominated by overseas manufacturers.
And staying with the Trump administration, reports suggest members of his circle have been engaged in what's been called a covert operation in Greenland.
Despite some initial characterization as covert, members of President Trump's circle have actually been working quite openly in Greenland. Their activities, which include trying to forge relationships and broker deals on the Danish territory, have certainly attracted the attention of Denmark's intelligence services. It's a testament to the strategic interest in Greenland.
Let's turn our attention to the rapidly evolving world of artificial intelligence and technology. Arohi, first, a concept about coding agents potentially reviving free software.
This idea posits that AI coding agents could significantly change the landscape for free software. By automating development and maintenance, these agents might make open-source projects more accessible and sustainable, potentially leading to a resurgence in the importance and utility of free software.
And we're seeing major tech companies grappling with legal challenges related to their products. Meta, in particular, has faced some significant court losses.
That's correct. Meta has recently experienced two key courtroom defeats. Both cases involved allegations that the company was aware of potential harms associated with its products. These rulings could have far-reaching implications for AI research and consumer safety regulations across the tech industry.
In fact, one of those verdicts is being described as potentially changing social media as we know it.
Absolutely. A landmark jury verdict found both Meta and YouTube guilty of creating addictive products. This outcome, detailed by Ryan Mack, is a significant moment. It could compel tech companies to reevaluate their product design, potentially leading to new industry standards and regulatory scrutiny aimed at mitigating addictive features.
In response to some of these developments, there are new tools emerging. Tell us about Miasma.
Miasma is a fascinating new tool designed to combat AI web scrapers. It works by creating an endless poison pit for these scrapers, essentially trapping them in an infinite loop of deceptive data. This could be a game changer for content creators and websites looking to protect their data from unauthorized AI harvesting.
Finally, some positive news from the AI space, with a major pharmaceutical deal.
Yes, Eli Lilly, the U.S. pharmaceutical giant, has struck a significant $2.75 billion deal with InSilico. This agreement involves Eli Lilly providing $115 million upfront to bring some of InSilico's AI-discovered drugs to the global market. It highlights the growing trust and investment in AI's potential to revolutionize drug discovery and development.
And that wraps up our top stories for today. Before we go, here's a surprising tech fact. The world's first computer programmer wasn't a man, but a woman named Ada Lovelace, the daughter of poet Lord Byron. In the mid-1800s, she wrote what is considered the first algorithm intended to be carried out by a machine, foreseeing the computer's potential beyond mere calculation. Thank you for joining us on Quick News Briefing. We hope you stay informed and safe. I'm Arjiv, and we'll be back tomorrow with more news. Good night.